lesson.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Funny shirt on, little suspenders. Man, he got right into it. And we just stood there. She said, yes, with a big smile on her face. Said, where are you going to go when you die? She said, heaven. That's good testimony. Yeah, really good. I kind of closed off our prayer together and thanked God for what he had just done. You know what? How long does it take to get saved?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That's it. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sin. I believe the Bible. Save me, Lord Jesus. True faith. I've got a revival song. Did you get one? Did you get that, Pastor?
You got one?
Okay.
If you don't have one, raise your hand. The ushers.
Oh, you don't have one.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You don't ask people. When you're passing out things, you say, you want one of these? You don't ask them. You give them one.
That's right.
That's right. That's the way you do the offering.
Right.
You just, you take the plate. If they don't give you, stand there and hold it. See, that's... You have to learn how to do all these things. All right. Having a good time tonight. If you didn't come to have a good time, you came to the wrong place. I was with you on that song.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'm telling you, that anything you start talking about the blood, that's the secret. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. All right. Now, look at my revival prayer side, and then I believe, have you ever used, God bless our troops, we may have introduced that last time we were here. Well, now, we've got it. And the song leader at the church where I'm a member.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Wrote a second verse on it. Now, the reason we'll use that sometime, and we'll train that to you, but tonight, it's my revival prayer. All right, let's sing it through one time for him.
Revive me, Lord Jesus. Revive me, I pray. Stir me to witness to the world today.
Give this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Dying man, revive me, Lord Jesus. Oh, revive me, I pray.
And how do you close your prayer? In Jesus' name. This is a good prayer. Let's all stand and pray it. Let's stand and pray it.
Revive me, Lord Jesus.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Stir me to witness to the world today. Give me compassion for lost dying man. Revive me, Lord Jesus. Oh, revive me, I pray.
And everybody said in Jesus' name.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You may be seated. I'm glad you're here. The good Monday night crowd.
Yeah.
I'm just
Hallelujah.
Thrilled that you're here. And I'm glad to be here, too. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Perhaps your pastor preached a message on this great revival verse. Perhaps he did.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It just thrills the heart of a person, I believe, everybody that stands, everybody, not just the preachers, but everybody that stands and has any spiritual fiber in their blood at all, it just seems like the thing that's needed and the thing that should be done when the scripture is beginning to be
This is a
read.
Demonstration of
and
Flip
so
for Mac.
Reading from chapter 7 and verse number 12, we'll start there. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. The Lord hears our prayer. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain or if I command the locusts to devour the land.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Let's read this verse together. 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father, we pray for the handling of this
verse. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to deal with each one of us individually. Lord, I pray that you'll be with me as I speak clearly and help us, Father, we pray, to get just a glimpse of what it means to be thoroughly right with God, and not only a glimpse, but to live it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I like little things. I pick things up once in a while. Is it funny?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
A $10 bill looks so big when you take it to church, but so small when you take it to the grocery store. Funny how long is an hour spent in church, but how short it is when golfing, fishing, or attending a ball game. Funny how laborious it is to read a chapter in the Bible, but how easy it is to read a 300-page novel.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Funny how we cannot fit a revival meeting into our schedule with a year to plan for it, but we can adjust our schedule at a moment's notice for other events. Funny how dedicated parents are to their children's school attendance, but forget it on Sunday mornings. Funny how everyone wants to go to heaven, provided he or she does not have to believe anything.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Tragically true. Well, whoever wrote that hit the nail on the head, that's for sure. Revival is our responsibility. Revival is not God's responsibility, it's our responsibility. He's promised what he would do. He's already fulfilled his promise. He's already fulfilled his responsibility by telling us what he would do. And so as
this
we look
is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac
tonight, we see that God places the responsibility for revival squarely upon our shoulders. Revivals do not accidentally happen. If we have any measure of revival this week, it'll be because of prayer, because of humbleness of heart, because of genuine concern and godly requests.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
From the Lord into our hearts. We have the Holy Spirit there, and sometimes the Holy Spirit is grieved because of our lack of godliness in our hearts. And so it comes from sacrifice. It comes from prayer. Finney said, revival is the renewal of the first love of Christians, resulting in the awakening and conversion of sinners to God. Now, let me say it again.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Charles Finney, the great revivalist. Revival is the renewal of the first love of Christians, resulting in the awakening and conversion of sinners to God. And if we don't get revived, it's our fault that people do not get saved. In 1857, of all places, the city of New York, five men got together and they started praying. They prayed for revival.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
A few more. They outgrew the buildings, and then finally 5,000 people were praying for revival. Revival swept through that city. Revival swept through America. All because of five dedicated men that prayed for revival. People got saved on buses. They were singing Sunday school songs.
This
on
is a
buses.
Demonstration
Deaf
of flip for Mac.
People who didn't know what was going around and going on would kneel on street corners and ask Christ to save them. That's revival. That's when the Lord comes down and dwells among his children. And so revival, you cannot have revival without Christians. You can't push a button and have revival.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Have a readout on. It comes only from one direction, heaven down. That's what the Bible says. My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mash.
We pass across Wolf Tiber Creek. And to our left, when we're coming from church, it's on our left. When we go to church, it's on our right. And it empties out into Harrison Bay, and Harrison Bay empties out into the Tennessee River. And it's at least a mile from the bridge over across the river.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Let's say the pastor and I are out fishing. We like to do things like that. One time we did something like that. I lost that trout. It was that big. Thing got off. I didn't say any bad words, did I? No. And so we're out fishing, and we're in a boat, and somebody's right out in the middle of that thing, and they're swimming. And we said, that's unusual.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We're out in the middle. See some splashing. We go out there, and we run beside and said, hey, can we help? Can we get out of the way? You're hindering my stroke. I'm training for the Olympics. Don't bother me. I'm losing. Just stop. Go. Get away from us. Get away from me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So the preacher and I go away from there, and we're making some casts.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Not too far, maybe 100 yards away, 200-300 yards, and we hear somebody screaming, help! Help! Splash in the water. And it's that swimmer. Well, we say, that jerk, he shoved us off, we're just going to let him go. No, we're not going to do that, are we? We're going to get that motor cranked up, we're going to run out beside him, and he's going to be happy to see us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He's drowning. Do you know why lost people want to see you? You got the answer. They're going down. And some of them are going down for the third time. And you say, well, I was afraid I'd offend them. What is offensive? You say, you know, Jesus Christ died on the cross for the world. Have you ever put your faith
this
in Jesus?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Can anybody see anything wrong with that? If you can, would you stand up and tell me what's wrong with that? I'd like to see you right now. Well, if you don't think anything's wrong with it, well, then let's start doing it. What do you say? Yeah. It doesn't make any difference who it is. You talk to him a little while, total stranger, talk to him a little while, and say, I've got a question for you. What's that? If you were to die right now, would you go to heaven?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And here's the answer, Jesus Christ. There's nothing wrong with that. You say, well, they probably won't get saved. But you sow a seed. And you're interested in somebody. That is when revival comes. Now, resurrection follows revival. You have revival, and then people get saved, and they're resurrected from their dead ways and alive unto Jesus
Christ.
This
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So the Bible is teaching us revival is our responsibility. Now, what are the requirements for revival? First of all, our text tells us that there's a right person that has to be in revival. If the my represents the Lord God Almighty, represents the
this
Trinity.
This is a demonstration of Flip
Father,
for Mac.
Son, and Holy Spirit. God sent His Son to die and to come forth from the grave, and the Holy Spirit said, if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. And so today, the Old Testament was primarily God was the Father, but visitations by the Spirit in Jesus Christ. And then Jesus Christ came down, and there was a visitation by the Spirit in the New Testament.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The Lord in the New Testament spoke from heaven. God spoke from heaven to the Lord Jesus. And then the Spirit of God was left by the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is left to do the work today. So, we are the representatives, those of us who are saved, of God the Father, the Son, filled with the Holy Spirit, or to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
And share the Lord Jesus Christ with others. That's when revival comes. And so the person of revival is the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah, the Creator, the one who answered by fire, the one who led Moses and burned down Sodom and Gomorrah, the one that pushed down the walls of Jericho, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, not shunned but prayed down and not worked up. It doesn't come from the flesh.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That's the only way to have revival. And so it's prayed down. And so the Bible teaches us very clearly it comes from the Lord. We were up in Michigan some time back, and evidently a child had lost his balloon. And the traffic was zooming back and forth, and they were waiting at the light, and this balloon got caught by the currents, and it went way up in the air, and there it was. And boy, it was up there floating around a little while, and the light changed. And by the time the
this
light
is
changed,
a demonstration of flip from that.
Down and hit the ground. And you know, some Christians are like that. They'll get all stirred up, and boy, they'll say, this is what I'm going to do. And then they get out of the atmosphere of the church, and they just kind of wilt back in their lethargy. You see, revival comes from the people. Who are the people of revival? The Bible says, if my people...
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Now, the mind is God, Jehovah. The people are those who are born again. Are you saved? Can you prove it from the Bible? If you were to die right now, would you go to heaven? Or would you like to take somebody with you? Or are you just selfish? You're going to keep it to yourself. Well, the Bible teaches us that ye shall be my witnesses. The people of
this
God
is a demonstration of flip from that.
New creatures. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. We are his purchased possession. We've been bought by a price, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest price that's ever been paid for anything. That's important of the soul of man. If you're saved, then you are a purchased possession. You've been bought by the blood.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The Bible says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's
this is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
If you're born again, this is the way we're supposed to act. This is the Bible way we're supposed to act. We are the people of revival. And then our text shows us the passion for revival. If my people, which are called by my name, children of God, the Christians, shall humble themselves, humility. You know,
this is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Then you're following in the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ. He humbled himself and became obedient to the what? To the cross. Now, if he could die for our sins, certainly we could humble ourselves enough to speak a word for him. What would be wrong after you talk with a person just a few moments and you talk about what they do and how they live, and you meet people like that all the time. I
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
What's wrong with slipping your hand in your pocket and pulling out a track and saying, I think you would enjoy reading this. My favorite is a Mickey Mantle. I'm just about to run out of them, so I'm kind of careful where I give them out now. But everybody hears or knows of the great ball player. And I say, here's a story that you know very little about. And I said, I want to tell you a little bit about it. And do you know?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What's the problem? It's not God's fault. Who are we going to blame? Well, that's going to come out at the judgment seat of Christ for every saved person. Because all of us will stand individually before the Lord Jesus Christ. All judgment is given to the Son. And each one of us individually. Mama's not going to be
this
there.
This is a demonstration
You're not
of going flip
to have
for Mac.
There because Jesus Christ is the final attorney. And we have to give an account of the things done in our body, whether they've been good or bad. If you're a Christian, you'll be at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but preacher, when I think about that, it caused me to tremble. What's it going to be like? What's it going to be like?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Now with the Lord, his name Wimp. Sumner Wimp. I call him Wimp. He called me BB. We had a good time together. His daughter called me and said, Bobby, Daddy wants you to know that Mama just went to heaven. We stayed with them every time we come out this way. They lived in Texas, Dallas area. And we always stayed with them, had a great time visiting.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We have just passed away within the last year. And I called him and I said, Whip, tell me about it. He said, well, Bobby, he said, my wife was in the other room and Carolyn came in and said, Daddy, Mama's not breathing. He said, I went in and kissed her on the forehead.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Her color was beautiful. She was still warm. And the next day, one of my friends said, well, he said, Sumner, just think. Celeste is in heaven. Celeste is walking the street of gold in the city of gold. Wimp said, that's not important. And his friend said, what do you mean? Wimp said,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
You can't improve on that, can you? It will be worth it all when we see. That's right. So, what we need is a passion. We need a passion. Put off the old man. Be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under
this
the mighty
is a demonstration
of God, that He may exalt you in due time. God's responsibility is to see that we humble ourselves. And if we don't, He can and He will. The Bible is teaching us how to live. And if you don't believe that, you have a talk with Jonah. He'll tell you about it. It's not fun being away from God. If you don't believe,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The prodigal son. I can almost picture that. You know, when this son got away, if the father kept sending him money, he never would have come home. But when he spent all, there was a famine in that land, he began to be in want, and he started eating with the hogs.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They get away from God, that's what they do. They go to the slop bucket. And they just enjoy it, you know, think it's the greatest thing in the world. And then they get all sick and tired of it. Well, this young man got sick, and he said, he came to himself. That's the problem, see. People that are away from the Lord do not come to themselves. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants my father has bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And saying to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me. Boy, it really changes. It really changes the way you talk when you come to yourself. Make me. First was give me the portion that followeth me. Now he's saying, make me. Ah, that's a different prayer altogether. I can see this thing happen. You know,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
In Spain, they've got a lot of rooftops like that. You go up there, and in the evening, people set out and so forth. And I can imagine that father getting old and dim and maybe stooped a little bit, and his eyesight is not as good as it used to have been. And I can imagine him going up on the rooftop every day. Where's my boy? Where is my boy?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
When his boy is in sin, he really grieves when his boy is away. And do you know whose father that you have if you're a child of God? God is your father. That's the reason my message for Sunday morning tells us that God's face is a sad face.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And this father went up on the housetop every day, I believe. It doesn't say that, but knowing the heart of a father, and his eyes are dim, and he's up on the rooftop, and he sees movement way down the lane. Could it be an animal? No. No, it's taller than any kind of animal that we have.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Some stranger must be coming to the house. It's my boy! It's my boy! Did that old man wait for his boy to come? He ran to meet his son because the son has come home. And that's what happens in heaven. If you're away and you come back, there's rejoicing.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Over one sinner that repenteth. And do you know, I think there's rejoicing over a sinning saint that repents too. Being close to the Lord. So the Bible is teaching us that there is a passion for revival. David found that out after David sinned.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And David's heart was broken. But then he was the man after God's own heart. You see, when we get thoroughly right with God, it changes the whole picture. And you're revived, and you want other people to be revived too. And if we don't practice revival, then we're out of the will of God. Because that's what the Scripture is teaching us. And so I see then something else in this scripture.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and he can do that to all of us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. We need somebody.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And somebody to get through to our government, and somebody to get through to our hard heads that think they know everything. They don't have any respect for God. They're taking him out of schools. They'd shut down this church in a heartbeat if they had enough in their presence and on their side to do it. You better believe it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They're doing it in places of the world. And there's a religion that's greater to be feared than Adolf Hitler ever was. And that's what's taking place. Two prayers for revival. Prayer of desire and a prayer for confession. If I regard iniquity in the Lord, my heart, my Lord will not hear me. There was a man who had gone up in
this
years.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Place. It had been sold. But he had been away from home for a long time, so he went out and introduced himself, and they knew the name because that's how they acquired the property. And now he's older. He said, I was a just a kid when I lived here, and I just wanted to come back and walk around through. They said, sure, you do that. They knew his name, knew who they purchased it from. All that, his parents are dead now. And so he walked down through the field, and some way the
this is a demonstration a of flip from that.
The fences were not quite as high as they were when he was a little kid. And then he got out in the woods, and he was walking around, and remember how he used to hunt squirrels and all that stuff. And so he came to a area, and he said, oh, there was a spring right in here. He said, somewhere there's a spring right in here. And he looked around and finally and saw a little moisture. The leaves had covered up the moisture. And he started digging on it and opened it up. And it was sort
this of is a demonstration of flip for Matt.
He stood back, and some water started bubbling up in there. Well, he thought, that's the sweetest water I ever put to my lips. And he waited just a few moments, and pretty soon it cleared up a little bit, and he dipped into it, and he took some of that cool water on his lips, and it reminded him of the fresh water that he got out of that spring when he was just a little boy. And you know, before he could drink of that fresh and sweet
this
water,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Dig a place out and scrape a place out for it to flow again. And that's the way it is in our lives. You see, when you first get saved, you're excited. And then something happens. And the devil kind of gets in there, and you'll miss maybe a Sunday school. And then you come to church. And then you come spasmodically on Sunday night. And then you quit that. And then
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You see, you need revival. That's what you need. Because that changes the whole picture. Revive me, Lord Jesus. Revive me, I pray. Stir me to witness to the world today. Give me compassion for a lost, dying man. Revive me, Lord Jesus. Revive me, I pray. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
A couple of hunters down in Alabama. You know, quail season lasts a good bit longer down there than any place else, and it gets hot during quail season. I've hunted there. I know what it's all about. And a couple of hunters came up on a stream, and they put their guns up beside. The old dog was lapping out of the stream, and the hunter's going to get them a drink of that, and I've done that on
this is a demonstration of flip
some
for
of
Mac.
That water, and they stooped down and tried to cup some water out, and just as they started to drink, well, a dark cloud of mud came down, and they stepped back, and leaves and everything, and they stepped back, and they talked a little bit, and it cleared up. And in a few moments, they got ready to take a drink. The dogs were just getting lapping up, and they were a little hot, and so they started to dip in, and here came the leaves again. Well,
this is
hunters,
a demonstration
you know,
of flip for Mac.
And just look at your husband, your pastor here, or your husband if he's a hunter too. And so these two hunters said, well, what's going on here? They walked up the stream, and they went up about 25, 30 steps maybe up the stream, and there was an old sow. And she was right in the middle of that stream. It was hot, and she was trying to get in a cool spot and cool off a little bit.
This is a demonstration of flip for Matt.
She'd adjust herself and get a little more. And before they could get to drink water, they had to get up above the polluted area. And before you can get out of your backslidden condition, you've got to get out of that condition that you're in right now. You're in enjoying it, but you're troubled with it, but you don't know how to get out. You've got to get up above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And the higher ground is taught to us by the Holy Scriptures. And it comes through confessing our sin. Now, we're going to do that in just a little while. And we're going to find out how to do it. It's very clear. And then I see, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This is the revival promise. And a psalmist said in Psalm 138, verse 7, revive me, Psalm 85:6, wilt thou revive us, will not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice. There's no rejoicing until revival comes. Habakkuk 3:2, O Lord, revive thy work.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Revive thy work. I want you to turn with me tonight, and we're going to do something that I don't think you may have never done before. We're going to identify. Now, maybe you didn't commit the same sin as David did. But sin is sin. And all sin is sin.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Sin. Maybe some have. I don't know. God knows. He knows more about us than other people know. And so I want you to turn with me to Psalm 51. The 51st Psalm. And we're going to do something tonight that maybe you have never done in your life. But it's Psalm 51.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
He prayed. And again, I want to repeat, maybe you haven't done the same thing that David did. But you cannot live above this world. You're in the world. And sometimes the world's in you. And sometimes more the world gets in you than you're in the world.
And this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to pray the same prayer that David prayed when it was discovered that he had committed deep sin and even the sin of murder. Now, maybe you haven't committed any of those sins. But no one lives above sin.
This is a demonstration of flip from Acts.
That's the reason he does everything he can to keep you out of God's will, because as long as you're out of God's will, you're not going to invite anybody to church. You're not going to hand out anybody a tract. You're not going to witness. As long as you're out of God's will, the devil's got you right where he wants you. He'll let you come to church, that's all right. Because you're dreaming about playing golf in the afternoon. Or you're dreaming about watching one of the ball games. He's got you fixed. He knows what to do. He knows how to get your mind off of the things of
God. This is a demonstration of flip from that.
So let's all stand together. Let's all stand together. Now, when I pause, let's pray the next word together. Now, you have your Bibles open to Psalm 51. All right? Now, let's pray the next word when I pause. Now, this doesn't mean you're guilty of the same sin that David's guilty of, but it does mean that all of us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
All in righteousness, right? All right. When I pause, we'll pray the next, we're going to pray the whole thing together, but when I pause, we'll all pray the next word together. All right? Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions and wash me thoroughly from my
sin. This is a demonstration of flip
from that. Me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin as ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out
this is a demonstration of flip from that.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
But blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth the praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are broken spirit.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure and design, and build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings, and the whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Now, we have a lot of things to offer upon the altar.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
If we just live by the way we prayed, revival can sweep through our souls, through this congregation, through this church. It'll be felt outside the walls of this building, because God's Spirit will be working and people will be getting saved.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
Closer to the Lord than ever. And the song that really asks the question, I wonder, have I given my best to Jesus, who died upon the cruel tree? To think of his great sacrifice at Calvary, I know my Lord expects
this
the best.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
The hours that I have wasted are so many. The hours I've spent for Christ so few. Because of all my lack of love for Jesus, I wonder if his heart is breaking too. I wonder, have I cared enough for others, or have I let them die alone? I might have helped a wonder to the
Savior. This is a demonstration of flip from act.
The seed of precious life I might have sown. No longer will I stay within the valley. I'll climb to mountain heights above. The world is dying now for want of someone to tell them of the Savior's matchless love. Good question. How many are the lost that I have lifted? How many are the chained I've helped to free?
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus, when he has done so much for me? Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. It's a time like this, with open hearts, after examining the scriptures and seeing ourselves in the mirror.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
That lives are changed, that people are saved, that the witness is stronger, and the work of God multiplies, and it all depends upon revival. It all depends upon God's people. And the prayer would be, by God's grace,
this is a demonstration of flip from act.
Are making a difference in my life. And I am going to be at the work of the Lord, and I want the joy of my salvation restored as it was when I first got saved. And the pastor's going to come now and have the invitation and close the service.
Heavenly Father, I pray that
this is a demonstration of flip from act.
Would you move in our lives that we would be more like you? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If God spoke to your heart, you come. If you're here tonight and you're not sure you're saved, Would you come right up to the pulpit and say, "Preacher, I need to talk to you. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on the way to heaven."
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.